Christmas, they're cutting down trees, putting out reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. Well, it don't snow here, it stays real green. I'm gonna make a lot of money and I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I could teach my feet to fly. Put me at ease, and he loved me so naughty, made me weak in the knees. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I'm too hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad, and I've lost the best baby that I have. Skate away. I wish I had a river so long I could teach my feet to fly.
Dave Brown on keyboards. That solo was sounding so good. I don't want to turn it all the way off.
It's like sitting in a hot tub.
It was sounding so good.
I wouldn't
good.
Go that far.
It was beautiful. Dave, that was one of the most beautiful solos Dave played. Amazing on that piece. It's, what a beautiful sound.
Well, thank you.
What are some of the keys to you pulling together your solos, Dave?
Well, that was basically a live performance in the studio. It wasn't like we, you know, came in and overdubbed a solo. It was pretty much off the cuff. But behind that is probably lots of hours and years of me playing by myself, going through trial and error. And, you know, it just shows when it comes time to play live.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes.
So does it usually flow like you want it to when you're doing your solos?
Oh, never. No, I'm not kidding. Really, no, never. It never, you know, it is, you always have an idea in your head and you always have some sort of intent. And of course, in a really idealistic situation, you know, what you actually produce will come in, you know, into close range of what your intent was. And sometimes there are other days where, like, you know, you just haven't had enough coffee in the morning, or you're not feeling well, or you just had an argument with somebody or something, and then you got to go play. And all these things, all these factors come into it, and sometimes it doesn't come out the way you actually intended, but you got to accept it anyway. You know?
And that's such a good point. You know, it's so easy for us, the audience, the members of the audience who are just sitting back and watching the musicians and watching the vocalists, to forget you're humans even more than you're musicians and vocalists. and you got situations that you have to deal with. You might have the flu one night and you're on stage.
Yeah.
You're feeling bad, but we're still expecting you to give your best because we're not even thinking about how you feel. All we know is you came to play and sing, and we came to hear you play and sing. But you have all this to deal with.
That's exactly right.
Wow. And I tell you something that I noticed you all mentioned, that was, man, a beautiful solo that you were doing on those keyboards. Something else that impressed me too, Lauren, was how, without getting very, very loud, you captured the emotion in that song. What is the key to finding the right emotion, if you will, that matches the words that are being sang?
Oh boy, I wish I knew. you know, I don't know the answer. That song, I've heard a lot of versions of it, and I've enjoyed every one of them. I don't know. I explored the song. We performed it live a few times before we recorded it, and you know, each time it came out a little bit differently, and each time I would sort of reflect on how it came out and make some changes, maybe make some adjustments, maybe intentionally or maybe not. And I don't know, I just sort of developed into that. But it's just such a beautiful song. I mean, I really feel it. When I sing, I don't always really think about lyrics. I don't know if I should, but maybe just as a horn player, I'm thinking in the mode again of the sounds. Maybe the sounds of the words and the consonants, mm-hmm. and the pitch and the timbre as it changes in different notes in my voice, and I'm starting to learn more about that and to explore those different sounds. That song is just in a beautiful range where you can sing very soft, and it's got a certain timbre that I just really like.
Yeah, yeah. So it kind of fits your personality.
Yeah, you know, I guess so. I hope so. Yeah, well, you know, I try to sing a lot of styles of music, and that's a really difficult thing to do. I think it's, you know, a song like that actually comes a lot more naturally to me. It's quiet. It's very kind of emotional. But, you know, there's some songs where we're really, the band's really screaming, and I've got to come out over top of that, and that's a totally different thing to try to do.
Yeah, yeah. So. Yeah. Especially like you're saying, if that's not what really is a reflection of who you are, then you got to almost make yourself another person.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's acting. You know, if I sing a song, a love song, or a song about, you know, somebody getting dumped or something, you know, that's not necessarily what happened to me that day. You know, it's like being an actor, just in a lot of ways. You know, mm-hmm. but you play the blues doesn't mean that you're sad, so you felt like playing the blues.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to really bring yourself individually into it, but yeah, you do sort of become whatever that song needs you to be in that moment.
And that song is on our CD, our holiday CD coming up. We started to, you know, because we've been doing a lot of holiday parties, and I've been arranging a lot of, you know, Christmas and holiday music. So that we documented about 10 different arrangements in the studio, and this was one we just wanted to bring it in because it was so. It was so beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Piece. Joni Mitchell composed the piece.
Okay. I love Joni Mitchell too. Beautiful voice, smooth vocalist. That lady was, she's just awesome.
And dynamic. She could do jazz and pop and, you know.
Yes.
You know, like Lauren could do everything. We do Janis Joplin. We do all over the place with styles.
And tell us more about this particular, I mean, I know Christmas is past, but it's coming back too. And people now might as well start planning now. Tell us more about the CD
well,
name and all.
We don't have a title yet.
You know, this just came about because over the last month or two, we've been playing so many Christmas arrangements that Mike has done. And we've gotten such an incredible response every time we play one of the arrangements. So everybody, every gig we would play would ask, they wanted to buy the Christmas CD. And then they're, you know, they couldn't believe we hadn't done it yet. So we said, we've got to just get started on this. You know, we've been playing these arrangements. We've really gotten them where we want them to be. So it's time to get started.
Yeah, to organize it. Because, you know, life gets in the way. You know, September comes mm-hmm. around, we got to be in the studio finishing the CD.
Yeah.
To get it ready for, you know, for next year. So we got a big jump on this one. But I want to concentrate on the other CD right mm-hmm. now. We have other CDs featuring Lauren's voice and some of her iwi playing.
And we are going to, as a matter of fact, when we come back, we are going to let you all hear her on that iwi. And I'm telling you, this is some instrument, and she plays it. Mike Frost, Dave Brown, Mike West, Lauren Metcha and yours truly will be right back, so sit tight.
Songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river.